Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an O'Reilly Auto Parts Roadshow on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from Radio Row in Miami, this is The Boss and the Gloss. Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Well, joining us now is Jake Olson, the long snapper for the USC Trojans. And I feel like I need to just
get out of the way.
So sitting next to me is...
You can tell me I'm still on the team. That's fine.
Let's do that.
Well, and we've got another former Trojan right here in Carla Dawson. Carla, you are gushing right now. You are excited to speak to Jake Olson.
I mean, Jake, I have to say, we're way deep in Radio Row. And, Jake, you are this, you know... beautiful sight here, this
Thank
big, strong,
you.
Strapping man.
Thank
and I just
it.
Jumped up. I said, there's Jake Olson.
You have to. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm so glad we could grab you.
I'm glad you came over.
Oh, we are so glad that you're here. And, you know, your story is incredible. I'm sure that most of America knows it because it went viral.
Yeah.
But it really started with your love for USC, and we go all the way back to Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
Who really got this going for you. Can you catch up our listeners
yeah.
on your amazing story?
Absolutely. The Cliff Notes version, just growing up, battling cancer my entire life. Cancer took my left eye and when I was...
As a baby.
As a baby, yeah, just as a year old. And then fought that cancer in my right eye for the next 12 years. Eventually, after a lot of treatment and a lot of reoccurrences, just relapse and stuff, when I was 12, I was told I was going to have to lose my right eye as well. Which was a devastating moment, as you can imagine. But
yeah, 12-year-old boy, football player, great athlete.
Yeah. So, but I, growing up in Southern California, obviously grew up as a huge Trojan fan. I mean, you know, if you had any brains to, you'd grow up as a Trojan fan, right?
That is the team in LA, no matter what anyone tells you.
Yes,
absolutely.
Especially with Carroll there in the early 2000s and stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, kind of told my parents, not thinking anything would happen, just wanted to go see a USC game. You know, I had about a month and a half left to see, and it was in the fall, and so I just wanted to watch USC football. Somehow that sentiment reached Coach Carroll, and he was gracious enough to make that dream a reality, and much more than that, he made me part of that team when I was 12 years old and really helped me get through one of my darkest moments. And it was he's still a great friend of mine, and I love Coach Carroll. He's a great, great man. But that kind of started my relationship at SC more than a fan, but more as, you know, someone who's actually involved in the program and the family member, and then started playing high school football my junior year, got back on the field as a long snapper.
And whose idea was that? I love that idea.
Yeah.
Is that your dad or was that a friend?
It was really my friend's. I mean, I didn't play my freshman and sophomore year just because it became tackle football at really the highest level in Southern mm-hmm. California.
Oh, yeah. That's quarterback you in Southern California.
Exactly. So, I mean, we played in one of the toughest leagues in all America, and it really was just kind of, okay, I don't really think there's a position out here for me, but I really kind of came to my senses after my sophomore year of sitting Friday nights in the stands and seeing all the camaraderie between the guys. And, you know, I love football. It's my passion. And so I came to my senses. I'm not going to look back on high school and regret not playing ball. And, you know, I made myself a promise when I did go blind, that blindness wasn't going to rob me of my future. It wasn't going to rob me of my hopes and dreams of my childhood. And kind of thinking in that moment, I'm like, blindness is literally robbing me of this passion I have for the game of football. And so talked to my friends. They're like, well, there is, you know, you played center in middle school, and there is this thing called long snapping, and it's, you snap the ball, it's the same distance, and, you know, you're pretty protected out there. And so, sure enough, I tried it. Was awful. I did not know what I was doing, so it was completely awful.
I saw
awful.
The videos of your beginnings, yeah,
yes.
on your high school field practice.
Yeah, so kind of everyone's like, all right, well, whatever. And but there was one coach who kind of was like, okay, well, if you really do want to learn this, we obviously going to have to practice. And so we'll start meeting after school every day. And that's what I did. And then once it came into summer, he's like, okay, we're going to have to meet every day in summer. And that's what we did. And then finally I got to fall camp and earned my spot in varsity and started my junior, senior seasons, which was just amazing to kind of be back out there playing the game I loved. I mean, it was just an incredible moment, something that I'm always be appreciative of, just playing high school ball. But eventually, you know, wanted to go to USC always, but never thought I'd be playing football at USC until Sarkisian mentioned one time I was up at practice. And, you know, Sark would come to a lot of our games just for scouting,
sure.
you know, all the different players that we were playing. And he was just basically saying, you know, are you planning on coming here? I said, yeah. And he goes, okay, well, if you're going to be here, why not snap on the team? I'm like, well, I didn't really think about that, but if the offer's there, I mean, like, let me take 10 seconds to just scream in my mind real quick. But,
exactly.
you know, like, it was just something that I never thought of. But once he put it in my head, I'm like, okay, this, there's no going back now. Like, I want to make this happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that Steve really carried on Pete's legacy. I mean, he knew what was important to Pete, and
yeah.
and Pete really took that on for you and just continued to give you life.
Right.
But also, it wasn't just, oh, we just need to be kind. You're good.
Yeah. Well,
I saw your first collegiate
yeah,
snap.
No, I mean,
I can't talk about it, I'll start crying, but it was amazing. Talk about that moment.
I mean, it was an amazing moment. I mean, it was obviously a sweet moment for me, just in the sense that, you know, putting into practice, earning my time, and just going out there and doing what I knew how to do. But I think it was just a sweet moment for all of Trojan family, all of
yes.
sports family, just because, you know, I think what makes this story even more special is that because ESPN did that story when I was 12, because I had mm-hmm. that experience when I was 12, people grew up with me and people
yes.
rooted me on through it all. And so to kind of have that, I guess, you know, climactic moment of going out there and snapping, everyone kind of felt a part of that story. Everyone felt a part, like, we knew this kid, like, we supported him, we prayed for him, we loved him through it. Now let's all enjoy this moment of just pure happiness. And it was pure happiness.
So we are pure happy here because I'm getting to talk to former USC long snapper Jake Olson. Story of all stories. If you haven't seen it, Google it now. You have just, I think everyone has seen it. I also want to talk about, too, Jake, you're just a diehard Trojan through the core. And really, you know, the program has been through so many ups
yes, it
and
has.
Downs.
Yes, it has.
And your story truly has not only been good for USC, great for USC, but it's great for college football. And, you know, a time when things are just tricky in all kind of professional leagues, you just really bring in the football, the family, and the faith
yeah.
part of it all. Can you talk about that with us?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's important to realize that, obviously, programs, as you've seen with USC or, you know, numerous
peaks and valleys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Penn State, Baylor. I mean, over the last decade, I mean, there's been a lot of programs that have gone through ups and downs, but it's about enjoying the game you play, about realizing that these kids, these 18 to 22-year-old kids, are still there putting in the work every single day and trying to make something of make light out of a situation that's not perfect. And, you know, I had to do that when I went blind. You know, it wasn't a perfect situation. It wasn't a situation that I had asked for or even thought would ever happen, but it did happen. And in that moment, then it was kind of a crossroads of going down a path where I could have pouted and thought, you know, all the cool things I could have done if I didn't go blind. And there was a path that says, okay, I am blind. Now let's figure out how to move forward and continue to live a fulfilling, purposeful life that I love. And, you know, same way it goes in football. I mean, it is in a sport that teaches those life lessons. Okay, it isn't perfect. Programs, you know, aren't perfect. Coaches get fired. You know, games don't go the way you thought. You lose a tough game, whatever. But it is about moving forward. You have practice the next week. You're playing the game you love. You have a passion for the game you love. So you find a way to continue to play and put your head down and just keep working until you find that success.
And there's nothing, that's the best life lesson ever. You can put it in anything. It's not what happens to you. It's how you react to what
absolutely.
Happens to you. So, Jake, what brings you here to Radio Row? What are you going to sell me today? I'm ready for you. I'll buy anything you're selling.
No, I just love showing faith. I mean, obviously a big networking, but since being 12, I obviously have been gifted the opportunity to share my story a lot, and that includes going around the country and speaking. And so after I snapped, obviously that really increased, the demand increased, and I love being able to impact people's lives, and there's countless other people that have stories that impact people's lives, and we're just kind of figuring out, based on my experiences and experiences of other talent, we know that the whole booking process was just kind of in shambles. It was a very antiquated system, so we kind of
sure.
created this marketplace, a digital marketplace where from both ends, from a talent standpoint and someone who wants to book talent, they can make the process just a lot more transparent, a lot easier, a lot faster, more efficient. So it's called Engage. It was a business I created my senior year of college. And,
great.
Yeah, letsengage.com is the website. But it's just a marketplace where you can book talent. And, again, we really wanted to kind of cater to the talent that wasn't being served by these other bureaus and agencies, and also just, again, make the process a lot easier, because it is a mess out there sometimes when you're trying to get a hold of someone and book someone.
Seriously, and where to turn? So is it Engage.com?
Letsengage.com.
Letsengage.com.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I could be engaged to this guy right here. He's so darn cute, and he's got a message for everybody. Jake, thank you so much. I wish you the best of luck in everything you do. I'll continue to follow
awesome.
You.
Awesome. Fight on.
into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.